So I have some absolutely awful news to deliver to you guys. And as bad as this news is going to be, I want you to prepare yourself for the second part of the news that I'm going to deliver, which is like just even worse in many ways. So I just don't want you to get a left hook. I know I like to kid around a lot, and you guys are used to that. So this is some serious news that I have for you guys today, and especially for those of you who prospect. So there was this report that was released recently, and it was from LinkedIn's State of Social Selling report. So this is from LinkedIn, and it's their State of Social Selling report. And are you ready for this? Prospect responsiveness has dropped 40% since the onset of COVID-19. Let me say this again, just in case. Prospect responsiveness has dropped 40% since the onset of COVID-19. Now, let's be real here for a moment, okay? Prospect responsiveness wasn't all that good to begin with. We weren't getting a ton of responses from people even before COVID-19. So now we have something where, again, not getting a lot of responses drops 40% thanks to a pandemic. So that's the first part of the news. And forgive me again for being kind of blunt. But for those of you who actually still prospect and you're still, you know, trying to keep up your appearances, whether it be picking up the phone or you're sending emails out, you were noticing this anyway. There's no way not to notice this. It's been there. Unless you sell something that is just so freaking relevant right now to people, where they're like, oh, wow, how did you even find us? We need this. Take my money. And that's almost non-existent. We all wish we were in a business like that right now. Now, it actually gets worse. So let me tell you how this gets worse. If you've been noticing a drop in prospect responsiveness, and you're agreeing with this number, even if you say, nah, for me it's more like 30% or 20%, but most of the people I'm talking with say, yeah, it's about right. Some people even tell me, yeah, try like 50, 60%. I would kill for 40%, some people are telling me. So here's where it gets worse again. If you have been experiencing a drop in prospect responsiveness since the onset of COVID-19, and you're not doing anything about it, that's horrible. Seriously, it is. I mean, and I'm trying to be kind about this. This is not a time when you need the friendly voice of your Uncle Paul here being a dick. But some of you haven't changed a damn thing that you're doing with your prospecting. Seriously, you haven't. And many of you think that it's, well, no, I didn't need to change anything. Are you kidding me? You absolutely should have been changing things all along. And if you haven't, I'm here to tell you, today is the day that you have to do this, especially now if you look at where we are in the year. I want you to think about this year for a moment, right? Let's reflect and even project a little bit about what I think is going to happen over the next few months. And it doesn't make me any kind of swami being able to look into the future. It's shit that's been happening all along. So first of all, we have a little something called a pandemic, which absolutely sucker punched us. So in my neck of the woods here in New York, we were reopening around June, I think it was. In different phases, it was yesterday that the gyms were able to open up. So, you know, we're finally moving along. But still, a lot of these businesses can only operate at like 50% because of social distancing. I mean, it's still a mess and the economy is hurting because of it. So we had that. But then you also have a lot of businesses, and I know a lot of people listen to my podcast. They're going to be raising their hand soon, where it slows down over the summer. So imagine getting sucker punched for several months, then you just start to taste a little bit of business. And then you get kind of this mental checkout that happens in summertime. Or in other cases, you have people that were really concentrating on reopening and they didn't have time to discuss new business ventures with folks like us. So now, okay, you have the fall coming up now. So hopefully we're going to gain a little traction. But here's, I'm not saying it happens in every instance, but you're going to have some people. Well, first of all, you have some people right now who are taking a wait and see attitude with the pandemic. They're counting their pennies. They want to see where this is going, if it's going to be around a while, is there a glimmer of hope? So they're postponing certain purchases. And you guys know it's true because we've all experienced it, some of us more than others. But now, you also have some people who love to take a wait-and-see attitude in an election year, and it's an election year. Now, wouldn't it be great if, like, I could stop right there instead of beating the hell out of the point? But there's one more thing. This is sort of, 2020 kind of reminds me of an obstacle course. We're getting through it, and it's like, wait a minute, we're going to raise the difficulty level for all salespeople in 2020. Now we want you to hurdle this 50,000, you know, foot wall. And then somehow, by the grace of God, you get over the wall, and there's a moat full of crocodiles and shit. It's so great. So now I got to come out of that unscathed. But now here's the final thing. We're going to get through all these things. And then it depends on your industry and the people that you're serving. But when do you usually hear people saying to you, or start to say to you, call me back next year, call me back after the holidays? Now, every time I've been raising this question in my LinkedIn group, over in my Facebook group, in my coaching practice, when I train sales reps, I've been posing this question for over a decade. I've heard some people tell me that for them, they start hearing it at the end of October, like right after Halloween here in the US. But a ton of people tell me that they hear it right as Black Friday starting, that Friday after Thanksgiving, end of November. So this is a year where we just have all these things thrown at us. And to not do anything about it, folks, to me is unacceptable. So I just want to point out a few things to you because I know you're busy and I want to make sure that you get the right message from me today. I'm really not trying to beat you up, but I want to give you the equivalent of a loved one coming over to you and giving you a shaking and saying, don't you see what's going on? Because it really is that serious. Now, you know, for weeks, I've been offering all kinds of free stuff about the pandemic and even some things that haven't been free. So, like, for example, I offered, like, it has to be at least 50 COVID-19 blog posts. So now, again, I'm not sitting here trying to make you feel bad. I want you to take action. I'm not looking for you to hang your head in shame or feel horrible with all this bad news and gloom and doom. This is about taking control of a shitty situation. So again, I have this at least 50 COVID-19 sales-related blog posts. And if you go to yoursalesplaybook.com/COVID resources, all lowercase, all one word, yoursalesplaybook.com/COVID resources. I even offered a prospecting during COVID-19 course. If you want access to that, go to yoursalesplaybook.com/COVID resources. It's going to be the same link for all of this. I think, let me just put it all on one page so I don't send you guys all over the place having to check this out. Everything will be there that you need to click on and check out in order to access things. I've offered, and again, I might be being conservative here, I think it's at least a dozen podcasts on mostly talking about prospecting and upping your game during COVID-19. If you want to access those, consider those free audio sales lessons at your disposal, and they're completely useless until you actually listen to them and take action. Folks, what I tried to do with those audio sales lessons, and if you've been listening to my podcast for a while, you know that I do this. I like to have action items at the end. Hey, you should do this. Here's what you can do. It's not philosophical stuff that I'm offering. It's actionable things that you can do to start to dig yourself out of this mess. So again, if you'd like access to these dozen or so COVID-19 sales-related podcasts, please visit yoursalesplaybook.com/COVID-resources. Now, we have something that's going to be coming up in 2 days from now. Right now, it's August 25th. 2 days from now, on August 27th, we have a webinar, and it's called 50 Ways to Rock Your Cold Calls, Your Emails, and Your Sales Messaging. And guess what I decided to do? Being that we're in a pandemic, I thought it might be useful if I talk a little bit about how the messaging should be changing right now. What you can do to really connect with people. What should you say? How often should you say it? And what I've done here is I loaded this one up with a lot of extras because I know that you guys are short of money and I know that you need the utmost value. So what I did with this one is I included a free resource page with this upcoming webinar. Everybody who signs up is going to get access to a secret resource page. And on it, you ready for this? On a resource page, imagine this. There's going to be resources. Wow, what a genius. But let me tell you about the resources. I've loaded it up with templates. I think there's about 40 templates that I have for you. And when I say templates, some of them are going to be COVID-19 related so you can change the flavor of your messaging and you're no longer doing the shit that you did before the pandemic. Imagine that you can now change it up and as a result of the webinar, you could show up with a brand new playbook. How cool is that? I even have phone scripts in there. I have voicemail scripts in there. So I've loaded up, email subject lines as well. So it's loaded up with things, but again, whether we're talking about you checking out the 50 plus COVID-19 blog posts, the prospecting during COVID-19 course, the dozen podcasts that I've done selling during the pandemic to help you there, or, you know, you are interested maybe in checking out the webinar this Thursday, remember, it's all useless until you do something that some of you listening right now haven't done. Take action. I know a lot of you listen to podcasts and you consume things. Today I'm asking you to do something that you might not be comfortable in doing. Instead of consuming it and viewing it like you would, I don't know, like Netflix or YouTube or whatever, I want you to actually take action on one of these things, and then whatever it is that you choose, and you're allowed to choose more than one, you take action as a result of it. You don't just, again, consume it. But if you want more information on the webinar that we're doing this Thursday, my advice is to hurry up on that because it is selling. Like, today was nuts. I'm usually what happens is we go along with enrollments at a pretty healthy pace. And then the Wednesday before the webinars are usually on Thursdays, every 2 weeks I do them. And the last minute, folks, on Thursday, it is insane for me with enrollments. Well, it started earlier. So obviously, this is a topic that's resonating with a lot of your peers, and people are trying to reserve their seat now. So if you want to check that out and the other resources that I mentioned, remember, I want to be very clear here. This isn't a 100% sales pitch here. There are some free things that I'm offering, and yeah, there's some things, heaven forbid, that I'm asking you to invest in yourself. But somewhere in there, whether it be investing in yourself with money or investing in yourself by taking the time to check out these other free resources, I'm asking you to make that investment because there's really no downside in it. And especially when we're looking at numbers, and these are the numbers now, with prospect responsiveness kind of going down the toilet here, and it's down 40%. I think those of you who haven't taken action, this is your wake-up call today. So once again, I want you to visit yoursalesplaybook.com/COVID resources. yoursalesplaybook.com/COVID resources. With that, I'm Paul Castain from yoursalesplaybook.com. I am wishing you an incredible week ahead. Go get them.